This is the Need to Know Morning Show, brought to you by the Power of Zeus. Work smarter, not harder, with the Power of Zeus Sales and Rentals. Find out more at ZeusRentals.net.
Yo, welcome. Need to Know Morning Show on the air everywhere from the beautiful Zeus Rentals studios here. It's Kevin Flynn and Alex Taylor. Happy Tuesday. Well, at least it's not Monday, my friend.
Exactly. So. That's how I look at it.
So we got that in the rear view. We've got a kind of a, a falling forecast a bit for you. The temps be dropping off here a little bit compared to the weekend, but still nice. I mean, holding on. I mean, what, 40% is the worst chance of rain tomorrow or Thursday?
Actually, 20% chance of rain today and 83. Tomorrow looks dry and 82. Thursday, yep, 40% and 80. And weekend looking pretty nice, Kev. We've got 86 on Friday, 88 Saturday, 30% chance of rain Sunday, and 92.
Oh,
warm one.
So, going to be a beautiful day on Saturday, probably, like she said, about 88-ish.
Yeah.
Be a nice day for a motorcycle ride if you want to join us in Virgis, Minnesota for Ole's ride. We're going to be talking to the lovely Chris Barton, who is Ole's widow, and Kelly from Hospice. This is a hospice benefit, and that's one of our near and dears, you know. So we'll talk to those ladies just after 7:30 this morning. And get the lowdown on Ole's ride. Ole was a great dude. Ole Barton, man. He 15-year, he got to ride. He'd lost his battle with cancer. He got to ride in the first ride.
Mm.
And it was really, really special that he got to ride in that first one. But he didn't make it to the second one. So 15 years later, this is still going.
That's amazing.
Hospice was huge in his last days. So that's why Chris and her daughter, Jess, let's do it. So we started this ride, and 15 years later, they're still doing it. So, and I haven't ridden in a few years, Alex, in the ride, so as you know. No motorcycle. But thank you to Adrian and the team at Fargo Harley-Davidson giving me a nice little scoot to ride on Saturday. I'm so excited.
That is sweet.
Dr. Scott Van Dam Chiro, is going to be in just after 8 o'clock this morning talking about a big pickleball tourney fundraiser for Rotary that they've got going on. My wife wants me to play pickleball. She keeps on me about
Well, you know, it's a rough sport.
She doesn't play. It's like she won't play unless I go play with her. I'm not going to subject myself to the possible, you know.
It's really hard on the knees and elbows and all that kind of thing.
So not my jam. My sister-in-law is like a state champion pickleball. Mm-hmm. She's like ridiculous. Her and that in golf. She's unbelievable down in Aberdeen in South Dakota, Colette. She's unreal at the game. And I watched him play. I was like, no. But I'm all about it if you're into it.
Yeah, I think the old man breakfast walk is good enough.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I did get told by a trainer friend of mine that, walking to breakfast and then having breakfast and not walking back is not doing you any. It's kind of a break-even thing.
Nothing wrong with breaking even. It's better than going the other way around.
I'm not going the other way at least.
Exactly.
So that's what we got coming up for you. Need to Know Morning Show on the flag. I see TiVo's loaded with DNC stuff.
Yeah, there was a little thing called the Democratic Convention going on in Chicago yesterday. It was their first opening day. So we've got some speakers there. You're going to want to hear from Kamala Harris, the woman of the hour. And we've got Hillary Clinton. What would a convention be without Hillary? And then Joe Biden stepped up to the stage to give his swan song. And I don't know what was going on, but he didn't even come on until like 11 o'clock or so last night. There were some delays, and I honestly didn't hear the whole thing live, so I did catch it this morning. We do have some excerpts for you. I imagine a lot of you fell asleep on that, too.
Yeah, I had a thing. Oh, paint was drying in the other
room. No kidding. And then we've got Jesse Waters on the TiVo, too. He's saying that the convention, it's pretty low-key. There's not a lot of excitement. It doesn't feel the same way, not the same vibe as the Republican convention. And then Jesse was interviewing J.D. Vance, so we've got him answering a few questions about Harris and the campaign. So, yeah, TiVo loaded.
I saw the clips on the one with her coming out. And I mean, the place, first of all, the place is packed.
Yeah,
the place is packed. I don't know how they packed the place, but they packed. But it's in Chicago, so I guess that
she wasn't supposed to come on, but she did speak briefly last night. So we do have that. She kind of told Joe, hey, thanks for everything.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll it.
It is so good to be with everyone this evening in this hall and everyone at home. This is going to be a great week.
Yeah, they got a lot of crowds for
and
the later act.
I want to kick us off by celebrating our incredible president, Joe Biden.
God.
Who will be speaking later tonight. Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation,
and
for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Here.
Wow.
Yeah, ruckus
thank
crowd
you,
there.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And looking out at everyone tonight, I see the beauty of our great nation, people from every corner of our country and every walk of life are here, united by our shared vision for the future of our country. And this November, we will come together and declare with one voice, as one people, we are moving forward.
To bankrupt the country. Oh, and you forgot that part.
Optimism, hope, and faith. So guided by our love of country, knowing we all have so much more in common than what separates us, let us fight for the ideals we hold dear. Let us always remember
so much saccharine
when we
in her
fight,
voice.
We win. God bless you.
Yeah, I can't listen.
God bless you. Yeah, so they did have a crowd later on in the day. So at least there's that. We've got to play some Hillary, though. Hillary, it was her night.
Yeah, think about this, though, what she
said. Joe, thank you for your historic leadership.
Historic leadership. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the guy that's been on vacation.
Squatter in the White House.
Lettuce to $4 gas and $12 Big Macs and open border.
Hitched an airplane out of town, and he's going to California now for vacation for the week. He's not even going to be at the convention.
No. Who's running this thing? Mm. Who's actually in charge?
The puppet master.
Your lifetime of service to our nation.
And yourself to a lifetime of service benefiting you and your family and your corrupt dealings with the Chinese and the Ukraine and all of them.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah.
And for all you will continue to do, we are forever grateful to you.
Yeah.
Yuck.
What you continue to do is eat ice cream, more than likely. A lot of ice cream eating and vacations.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's
Is this worried? Does that worry you? I mean, seeing that kind of crowd that are just enthusiastically behind that woman? She's just exciting and dynamic.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how this thing rolls out.
Be afraid. Be worried about this. That's what I said. You know, we wanted Joe staying in there. That's the guy we wanted. This is a whole new level of oh my goodness.
But she was polling even worse than him, so I think people are smarter than the old bait and switch.
I don't know. I'm not giving anybody any credit here. I said, I am not convinced that this freak show isn't gonna. Yes, I mean, you see, she comes out on stage and you see young women jumping up and down like they're so excited, like they can't even believe it.
Like it's Taylor Swift or something.
It's just giddy. You know, and she talks about faith. And there's an abortion van right outside the arena.
Well, it's faith in Joe and the government.
Faith in Joe, yeah, faith in the government. Clearly a lot of other faith not really showing up there. It's come on down, get your abortion in a van down by the Chicago River. Have a nice day.
Right? That's the weirdest thing.
It's craziness. We got to, it's 20th of August, 16 past, 6 o'clock in the morning. It is World Mosquito Day today. Do we need a World Mosquito Day?
I wouldn't think so. I got bit by one watering flowers last night, so it's still itching this morning.
You know what animal kills more human beings every year than anyone else is the mosquito.
Really?
Malaria. Yeah. They kill more than, I mean, and mostly in the you-know-what-hole countries where they just can't battle it as well. But, yeah, the mosquito, not a good thing. Get the mosquito. Here's what you do. Get the Uncle Kev tip. Get the mosquito trap, the mosquito Delito thing with the propane tank. Get one of those. Run those. Run two of them if you can. And then you're always going to be having that cutter's yard spray where you spray it, just on the, hook it up to the hose and just spray it constantly. You've got to disrupt their mating, as I'm told. You got to disrupt their reproduction schedules. And
they weren't bad.
Do that consistently a couple of years, they'll go away and they'll stay away.
They weren't that bad this year, though. I mean, with all the rain we've had, I'm surprised they weren't worse.
There you go. It's National Accessible Air Travel Day today. So far, accessible air travel. Give that a while. And I'm thinking the pilots and the rest of it. Air travel might be less accessible, but we'll see. National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day today. I don't know that that needs a day, but there it is.
I've never had that.
And it's our day today, AT. It's National Radio Day today.
Ah.
Celebrate radio. Boy, radio comes in. Used to be, you know, just you had the radio, you dialed in the frequency, and there you go. Now you got the streaming, you got the online, you got the website thing, you got the on-air. Lots of ways to hang out with us. At AM 1100, FM 92.3, you can get the WZFG mobile app and or the Listen Live button at AM1100theflag.com. So we'll get news, weather, sports going here. Ty's got the latest headlines. We'll fire that up. If you want to reach us, again, studio@flagfamily.com is the email. Text us, 701-237-1590. The studio line, 701-271-1100. And the message line, 855-200-1776. Push extension 1 on that one. Oh, let's see. A couple of sidelines. The border's still open, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are still in containers. Everybody's so excited.
That's still going on.
And if we move forward like she's talking about, does that mean more kids in shipping containers being trafficked all over the world, more fentanyl moving forward? I don't know that we can handle anymore, but that would probably mean more people moving forward, more millions more coming in illegally. Is that part of the moving forward thing? I just want to make sure there's that. See, this is kind of weird. According to a new survey, more U.S. men are waiting until their 50s to become a first-time dad.
Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday. I don't know if it's
you
because...
You did. I saw it again. Because of another article about it.
Because of the economy or just don't feel they're ready.
Oh, man. I don't know. I was 40 when we had the little guy, so I can just tell you, I wouldn't wait much longer than that.
No, I was super young.
We have the energy when you get to the, exactly. Get to the later years.
You might have more money, but you don't have the energy.
Bingo. Anything on your radar that we need to talk about here, Will?
No, just all that convention stuff, really. And we've got a ton to talk about there.
All right. We will do that after we fire up news, weather, sports here. Ty's got the latest headlines leading us off from the Flag News Center. Good morning, young man. How are you?
And doing pretty good. Enjoying my Tuesday. Packing up another apartment building to go to a third apartment.
It's that period left now. Well, at least
it's not winter.
It's not winter, but I'm not excited for the forecasted temps and also possibly a storm coming up in the weekend. So... that's not going to
listen, buddy. You're going to find out who your friends are on two different days. You'll find out who your friends are on moving day and on dock day if you ever get to the lake. You'll find out who your real friends are. Just take advantage.
Or the friends that want to come use it and they'll be happy to help.
Okay. Thank you guys, though. After much discussion, Fargo City Commission narrowly voting to pass a 0.25% sales tax onto the tax question onto voters in November. The funds from that tax would benefit Fargo Fire and Police Departments. Mayor Tim Mahoney and Commissioner Dave Pepcorn voted against that tax, arguing 2026 would be a better time to introduce the general election ballot question. Now, what this is, it's something that the voters get to decide. You can go to the polls in November this year and decide if you want Fargo residents, if you want that 0.25% sales tax for the public safety. It looks, from my understanding, it looks very similar to the West Fargo police and fire one that passed.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. There's more details on our website. Go to am1100theflag.com. Chris Larson has all the details.
Police and fire
you.
Are pretty important.
Yes. So. And one of the reasons why that Mayor Mahoney voted against is that he believes that Denise Kolpak didn't bring this up to like this, the tax commission or the finance committee and stuff like that. That's the reason why he voted against it. Pepcorn is my understanding that, hey, we can't just do like a one tax for one department. It looks bad. Like, why aren't we doing a tax for engineering? Why are we doing a tax for any other department?
We did it in West Fargo. We needed money in those areas.
Pepcorn thinks it's like it's exclusive. It's special. But
it's special. They're police and fire.
Fargo City Commission's ordinance regarding camping on public property, one step closer to being added to Fargo's municipal code. It would allow for Fargo to put strict guidelines for homeless residents and where they could potentially set up encampments in the city. Commission voting unanimously Monday night to approve the first reading of that ordinance. Assistant City Administrator Brenda Derrick says the current wording in the ordinance is, quote, our best outlook on how we should move forward. A suspect is in custody following a car chase in Grand Forks, that chase happening Sunday night, and the suspect crashing into the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office, one of their vehicles, and a police car at the end of the pursuit. His car came to rest at the intersection of Cherry Street and 28th Avenue South, police arresting a suspect identified as Sean Bjerke. He faces several charges, including DUI, fleeing, and reckless endangerment. A police pursued I-94 and leading to an arrest near Mapleton. North Dakota Highway Patrol came involved in that chase shortly after 9:30 p.m. Sunday night, happening in Minnesota on I-94, crossing into North Dakota. Cops first pursuing a stolen vehicle, and that they stopped in a field near Mapleton. The driver identified as Dustin Powell, arrested, and now faces multiple charges. A Minnesota woman facing assault and other charges after allegedly running over her ex-boyfriend following a fight. Investigators say in Fergus Falls say 30-year-old Verconia Gast hit her ex as he was walking in front of the vehicle on August 10th. The couple reportedly arguing all day before Gast demanded the man get out of the car in the middle of the street. The man said he was walking in front of Gast's car and made eye contact with her before she accelerated, throwing him on the vehicle hood and smashing the windshield. Police say Gast initially denied hitting the ex, saying she was not paying attention because she was upset and wanted to leave.
I thought I was hitting the brake, not the gas.
It ended the argument. It ended the day-long argument. That's the good news.
So. That sure did.
Wow.
It'll put an end to that.
And Tiger Lily Gold, nominated for the People's Choice Country Awards. The sisters from Hazen made waves in the country music world, nominated in categories of Group Duo of 2024 and Group Duo Song of 2024 for their song, I Tried a Ring On. Back in May, Tiger Lily Gold won an award for New Duo or Group of the Year from the Academy of Country Music. The People's Choice Country Awards held at the Grand Old Opry House in Nashville on September 26th.
That's exciting. Good for them. They're on the rise.
Very good for them.
There it is. Yeah. Right there. That's their I Try to Ring On. Pretty big hit after the tequila song that they
had. They're doing great.
There you go. Go, girls.
Good job.
Go, girls.
You can find more details on all these by going to am1100theflag.com. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks, buddy. 625. Dean Wysocki is on assignment in Mitchell, South Dakota. Are you out standing in a field? In Mitchell somewhere?
No, it's raining, so I'm inside right now.
Okay. None of that right now?
No.
So
no.
You're down there with Bridget, right, for the big ag deal?
For the big Dakota Fest ag. Yeah, three-day festival down here. It's people from all over are down here. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I get to visit the Corn Palace.
Did you see it yet? Did you go by it?
No, I haven't. I talked to
it before, though, haven't you?
I haven't. Man. But I talked to somebody that used to live down here, and they said it's basically a gymnasium.
But
it looks cool. Yeah. It looks cool from the outside. So, gonna have to drive by and see what that's all about. But
Played a dance with the band called Slave Raider back in the day, way back in the day. There was a guy, and then, you probably remember this, Alex, too. Remember Chainsaw, I think was his nickname. He wrote a song to Nazareth, Now You're Messing with the Son of a, and he wrote Now You're Messing with the Minnesota Twins. And they played it on the Twins Network forever. He's the guy that rewrote that tune, Now You're Messing with the Minnesota Twins after the World Series deal, so.
That's cool.
That's all the Corn Palace is. It's basically a gym with a really cool looking outside to it.
Right, right, exactly. So, but there, yeah, there's some rain down here, and there's a disturbance riding through South Dakota, and areas along and south of 94 this afternoon are going to be right on the northern end of that. So we could see a few light showers along and south of 94 later this afternoon, but it's not going to be much. Currently, we're looking at temperatures in the 60s across much of the area. 67 here at the studio, 64 in Moorhead, 63 in DL. 62 in Grand Forks and 64 in Wahpeton. We're looking at more clouds than sun today, so we'll call it partly sunny. And still that smoke in the air with highs in the low 80s and a south wind about 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 60s. And for Wednesday, again, partly cloudy skies, highs right around 80 with breezy conditions out of the south, gusting up to 30. And then more clouds and scattered showers and storms on Thursday, with highs around 80. So the next 3 days, highs generally, give or take a degree or two, right around 80 degrees. Only chance of rain coming in on Thursday. And then we heat things up as we head into the upcoming weekend. And why not?
Yeah.
We don't have many summer weekends left. So bring it on. I'll let you know how warm we're expecting it. Coming up here about 6:52.
All right. Thank you, muchacho.
Sounds good.
Hey, and Kev, you forgot one thing that they have outside of the DNC convention. They've got the snippet truck too for the guys,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I think that's in the same van, the vasectomy truck. Yeah. They got like a motor home with slide outs. Go back there and they'll take care of you back there.
They love children though, don't they? They love the kids. It's all for the kids.
That's not a rumor, is it? I mean, that's they really have a truck.
Yes.
That's insane.
What they're doing is they're giving out that pill, whatever the pill. That's
morning
what's
after
coming
pill.
Out. Yeah, the pill.
They are doing vasectomies though.
Somewhere,
and you can take your picture with a IUD, like you see, like those wavy guy, those balloon things at the car wash.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You can't make this up.
We're not making it up. It's actually there.
Okay, here's a headline from the Babylon Bee. They said they painted the river red at the DNC for abortions.
Oh, it's so exciting.
That one's not true, but everything else is true.
Jeez.
I'm like, what, did they? They probably would.
You watch all this. Thanks, Dean, by the way. You watch all this week. They will say nothing about the border. They'll say nothing about $13 Happy Meals. They'll say nothing about. All it'll be is health care, abortion, and trans stuff, and climate. Climate is the reason, and climate will be the reason that all the people are coming here. You know, climate change.
Oh,
it's climate
course.
Change. Extreme climate events are, you know, like. Hot summers are making people come here for all the free stuff, and they're going to keep that going. Promise. Let's see. Checking the sports page this morning. What do we need? Oh, get this. This is local, but the New York Yankees jersey that Babe Ruth was wearing when he called the shot. Okay, it was way back in the day. He pointed, called the shot, home run. Going up on the auction block soon, expected to pull in over $30 million. Mm. $30 million. You know what? If I had the money, I still wouldn't buy that.
No, not just because,
you know, it's the stinking Yankees. I'm not doing it. All right. Other than that, the Twins fell short to the Padres in San Diego 5-3 last night. They will go again tonight. First pitch, 8:40 our time. Bailey Ober will get the start. Red Hawks are back home, Newman Outdoor Field tonight, 7:02 first pitch against Winnipeg, series starting tonight. They're coming in 47-40. The Goldeyes are a little better. Little League World Series, double elimination bracket of 20 teams, 10 domestic, 10 international going on in Omaha as we speak. I won't run down who's where yet, but it's happening. NASCAR. Let's see here. Oh, they had to run that race in the Michigan Fire Keepers Casino 400 because it got rained out. Tyler Reddick won the race. NASCAR's off to Daytona. The Coke Zero Sugar 400 will happen on Saturday night. So that's that. And that's all we got going on for sports. We'll get a break in here. You want to do some TiVo?
Let's run down the convention. We've got Hillary, and you're going to want to hear her. And then we've got Joe Biden, who hits the stage, and then some comments from Jesse Waters about his feelings about it. And we do have J.D. Vance coming up, too.
All right. Yeah, we're it's like watching an accident, but you can't look away from the DNC thing this week. So we'll do it next. Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. Ooh, some Tiger Lily gold. Hey, welcome back. Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. You know what I love about that the Midtown Tavern when they've got one of those little
those robots
that bring your Dwayne's pizza right to the table. That Brenko sells those things. It's just awesome, and it comes up and says hi, and there's your pizza, and you're
it's
good
crazy.
To go. And you know, I'm just if I'm gonna pick a pizza like a pizza place. Nothing against all the great ones in town, but Dwayne's still wins for me. And it's just that crust. I don't know what they put in it or how they do it, but that Dwayne's crust has always been my go-to. I mean, back to the day when Dwayne's was rocking. Still is, right at the Midtown there, right on Highway 10. 635, Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. We've got a couple of texts here we'll get to, Kevin and Alex. Alex breaking down Dino's forecast. We're going to
Yeah. 20% chance of rain today, so not a big deal. 83 for the high. Tomorrow, 82 and dry. Little bit of rain Thursday. We got a 40% chance there and 80 for the high. Friday looking nice, 86 and dry. Saturday, 88 and dry. So, yeah, going to be a pretty nice weekend.
All righty. Text us. Oh, by the way, weather brought to you by Vision Banks. Love Vision Banks. Everything I hear is so great. And I tell you, and we with the missus being at the VA, where we got the credit union thing going. Mm-hmm. But I've always said, man, if anything changes, we're going with Vision, because I like the idea of having a relationship with a banker, knowing a banker. If I want to do anything or buy a house or start a business. That's the Vision part of Vision Banks, and they've done it for 21-plus years now, right in Fargo, local, north, south, and west Fargo, visionbanks.com. Get off that app deal. Yeah, the app won't. And mobile banking, not a problem. Vision Banks mobile app is phenomenal. And the ATM things and all, no. Just see what we're talking about. Stop in. Bring a couple months of statements. They'll do all the work for you and get you $50. So how about that deal? And I think that works. Yeah, it does work for family and friends if you do referrals, too.
How
bring
cool.
some peeps with you.
Mm-hmm.
Visionbanks.com. It says here, now that Biden handed the torch to Harris, guys, it's time to put it out before Harris burns the country down with it. Yeah, I don't. I'm still kind of wondering what the plan is for her, what the policies are. I mean, she spouted off about free everything, free health care. Going to give people $25,000 to buy a home. Going to get your student debt, your medical debt, your student loan debt, all of that debt forgiven, giving out more money, and everybody's going to get free health care.
Did you see the thing on her that says she's got a drinking problem?
Oh, that's what I've heard for a while.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. They've got a bunch of videos out now that have gone viral this last week where she's sounds like it. Could very well be. They're calling her a wine mom, California wine mom.
She looks like the minute she gets off stage, she is just a mess. You know, I mean, they put her together enough to get her on stage when she, and we know for a fact how mean she is.
She can't keep staff.
She can't keep staff. She's off the wall, off the rail half the time. She is not, and that's the same with Hillary. You think that Hillary's all nice and smiley, and you know she is. They are when they walk on. They are the little.
I would never
Tasmanian devils when they get off the camera and off the microphone.
I would never ever consider Hillary Clinton nice.
Oh man, you can imagine she's
she
rides a broom.
Stingray.
Yep.
Mm.
Old Yeller was at it again last night. He was just a hollering something about saving democracy. Thank you, Joe, for saving us.
Yeah. We've got cuts of Joe coming up, too.
His historic work, his lifetime of service. Yeah. Service to himself and his family. Let's be real there. You know, unless you can point to something that he really did that didn't suck as far as policy goes. Let's see here. Oh, funny. There's a picture of her where she's in New Orleans, and behind her, the word Louisiana is spelled wrong on the banner hanging behind her. Vice President Kamala Harris, New Orleans, Louisiana. It says Louisiana.
At the convention?
That's a screenshot, yeah. And
she didn't write that.
I don't know. No, it wasn't at a convention. It was at some event, but it's a meme. Mm. And it's like, hey, they spelled Louisiana wrong. Yeah. These people don't pay half attention to half the stuff they do, I don't think. Okay, we're all caught up there. Where do you want to go first?
All right, let's go with some Hillary Clinton at the convention here. So you got to have Hillary as she addresses the Democratic National Convention, and she thanks Biden for his service. Everyone's making sure they're really thanking Biden.
Oh, yeah. See you, Joe.
There's a lot of energy in this room, just like there is across the country.
Yeah. Not for you, lady.
Something is happening in America.
It ain't good.
You can feel it.
Yeah, I just ask the mom who lost her son to the fentanyl and the hundreds of thousands of parents.
Something we've worked for and dreamed of for a long time.
Ah, 10 million illegals?
First, though, let's salute President Biden.
Let's not and say we did. Go ahead. Are they done yet? Okay. It's like the little applause sign's going off.
He has been democracy's champion at home and abroad.
Yeah.
He brought dignity, decency, and confidence back to the White House.
Oh, really?
And he showed what it means to be a true patriot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe Biden, for your lifetime of service and leadership.
Oh, thank you, Joe. So
he wanted to thank her
and Joan.
No, Hillary. Hillary Joe. It's Hillary.
All right. Well, we do have Joe queued up next year. So
let's
give you a little sample of that. This is Joe as he hit the stage for the convention, and he gave the details that inspired him to run.
Old Yeller.
I ran for president in 2020 because of what I saw in Charlottesville.
Oh, right.
In August of 2017, extremists coming out of the woods, carrying torches. Their veins bulging from their necks, carrying Nazi swastikas, and chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Germany in the early 30s. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan, so emboldened by a president then in the White House.
Anti-Semitic, why don't you walk outside, clown? Why don't you walk outside and see some anti-Semitism that are protesting at your convention, JB? What up?
That they saw as an ally. They didn't even bother to wear their hoods.
God, what annoying. I don't know.
Hate was on the march in America. Old ghosts and new garments. Stirring up the oldest divisions. Stoking the oldest fears. Giving oxygen to the oldest forces.
I can't.
Oh, come on.
I'm not. No, I can't. I can't listen to that clown anymore. They had to have him hopped up as much as they did when he did the State of the Union thing. I don't think he blinked the whole time.
Oh, probably not.
He was living that.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'm getting the look. All right, fine.
That they long sought to tear apart America. In the process, a young woman was killed. When I contacted the mother, I asked about what happened.
Yeah, this is what's going on there.
When the president was asked what he thought had happened, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. My God." That's what he said.
Misquote that a little bit. Take it out of context.
No clue.
That's what I realized. Had listened to the admonition of my dead son. I could not stay in the sidelines.
Got to call that in.
So I ran. It
because I had no intention of running again. I just lost part of my soul. But I ran with a deep conviction in America.
Ran from a basement.
I know and believe in an America where honesty, dignity,
I know,
decency still matter.
Yeah, it's Joe Biden. That's
unbelievable. That was a little of his rhetoric. If I'm sure most people weren't even able to stay up for it. It was so late.
You look at that guy. I just, the lying, the level
constantly,
of acting.
All of them.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
And he's reading words on a, teleprompter again. He's reading them pretty well, actually, last night. Seemed like he had, had the right cocktail of whatever,
Well, tonight we can look forward to Michelle Obama. How about that? Yay. That will be a treat.
I have some paint drying somewhere, or I will, because I'll paint something and then I'll watch it dry. That's what I have to do.
Dougie Fresh is going to be on too. Kamala's hubby. So yeah, it'll be good tonight too. Yeah, we've got some Jesse Waters here. Okay. He says that the Democrats don't want Biden anywhere near the convention.
I'm here, and this is probably the most boring scene I've ever seen in my entire life.
They're not so excited.
Compared this to Milwaukee, everyone was excited.
It was fun.
This place is dead. This place, you could hear a pin drop. I don't know who these people are. This is like an actual convention that your boss makes you go to that you don't want to go to.
I saw Joe Biden in the motorcade walk, kind of come by. We were all trapped on the corner of the street, and he was looking outside the window. I think he looked right at me.
This is Laura.
You locked eyes.
Yeah, we did. And he's like, why are we in Washington? Have a great show,
Thank
Jesse.
You very much,
we'll
Laura.
We'll be watching.
Great to see you as always. Thank you. Fox News alert. Prime time's in Chicago for the first night of the Democratic National Convention. And very soon, we'll be hearing from the two people who Trump knocked out of the race, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. This was supposed to be Joe Biden's big week. A month ago, he was shopping for new aviators, getting Botox, and booking hotels for Hunter. Now Biden's not even staying the night. After his speech, Biden's flying straight to California for a week-long vacation. He's going to watch the convention from his couch like everybody else. If the party was unified, as they say they are, and Biden stepped down for the greater good of the country, as he said he did, and the last 4 years were worthy of Mount Rushmore, he'd be holding court in Chicago all week, soaking up the love, holding fundraisers for Harris.
Yep.
Hillary threw Bill a birthday party this afternoon. Biden didn't even show up. The truth is this. The Democrats don't want Biden anywhere near this convention. He's toxic. And they don't want him standing on stage with Kamala. That's not going to help her at all. And Biden doesn't even want to be here. He's humiliated. And they're isolating him like he has the Rona. Trump was shot in the head 48 hours before the RNC, and he showed up every day with a bandage on his ear. Biden was stabbed in the back, forced to speak on Monday night, as far away from Kamala as possible, and now he's evacuating quicker than Afghanistan. Biden hates Barack. Michelle hates Biden. Biden hates Pelosi. And the Clintons hate them all. It's so fake. They're going to shower Biden with love before they tell him to hit the showers.
Yeah,
I think Jesse nailed it. But it was really quiet in there, earlier on until Kamala started speaking. I think they wanted to get her in there to get the crowd to come in. And then they had a few of their other speakers before they topped it off with Uncle Joe himself. But
he's right, though. It's so fake. It's just so it's all saying the same thing. We're moving forward, and then Trump bad.
And we've got so much joy, and it's all coming together.
It's such a great vibe, and
girl power. We're breaking the glass ceiling.
That is what scares me about this whole thing. I mean, I granted she's in Chicago, so you're in Illinois. But they have a packed United Center there. You wonder how many of those people are actually getting paid or whatever, who they
probably are. Probably quite a bit. It sounded like you really had to show a whole bunch of ID to get in the place. Charlie Kirk was talking about it yesterday, that it was it's just tighter than Fort Knox to get into, all from people who don't believe in walls and open borders.
Yeah, imagine that. And then we got some JD. Let's hear what JD say.
Yeah, this is the Trump's vice presidential nominee here, and he's on Jesse too to discuss night one of the convention.
Ohio Senator and the Republican nominee for vice president, J.D. Vance, joins me now. I just have to tell you, Senator, the vibe here compared to Milwaukee is so different. It's not the same energy. It's not the same type of people. What do you expect to see this week at the Democrats' convention?
Well, first of all, Jesse, keep your head on a swivel because I know there are a lot of pro-Hamas protesters out there. So you gotta keep your eye on your six.
I mean,
man.
They're
look,
also giving
I think
out
that
vasectomies for free, so I gotta really pay attention.
Well, it is funny. The Democrats accuse me of lying when I say that they're anti-child and they schedule free vasectomies at their convention. I don't know what to take from that, Jesse. But look, I think the reason the energy is different, Jesse, is because these guys know that they're running a candidate who's fundamentally a phantom. There's no actual evidence that Kamala Harris knows what she believes. She's not talking to the media. And her entire argument so far, of course, scripted via a teleprompter, Jesse, is that if you elect her president, she will somehow fix the inflation and border crisis that was caused by her leadership and promoted by her policies. So the entire idea that Democrats can run this fake campaign for another 80 days where their argument is fundamentally that Kamala Harris has nothing to do with the administration where she's the vice president, Jesse, just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I think that's why the Democrats convention is low energy. I'm sure the Hamas protesters don't help.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how many of those were there. I think I heard four were arrested yesterday. So we'll see if this thing gets worse as the convention goes on.
I don't know how it doesn't, but that's why I have all the popcorn.
Yeah. Harris thinks she can wave her magic wand and lower prices.
When you hear Kamala Harris says she wants to pick the price of bacon, she's going to say what cheese costs in Cincinnati. She's going to say what a head of lettuce is going to cost in Las Vegas. How do you guys process this? You're running against someone that is just completely out of touch with how capitalism works.
Well, you know, Jesse, it's a scarcity versus a prosperity mindset. I think Kamala Harris's basic approach is that she's going to increase the cost of fuel, increase the cost of food, increase the cost of housing, and then try to use her government magic wand to control the prices that people are charged for things. And I think you contrast that to Donald Trump's prosperity mindset, which is we're going to unleash American energy. We're going to unleash American workers. We're going to reduce the regulatory burden so that we can make more things in America and drive down the costs using the ingenuity and the talent of American workers. It's just a totally different approach. And I don't think that any person believes that Kamala Harris can wave a magic wand and bring down the price of bacon. I do think that we believe that she can wave her magic wand and actually make things even worse than she's already made them, which is why Americans are not going to buy into this idea that Kamala Harris deserves a promotion, Jesse. It just doesn't make sense. Just one more point on this price control issue, Jesse. This has been tried in multiple different countries by failed governments, and what it does is it makes the problem even worse. We know what we need to do to bring down the cost of American housing. We just need to enable Americans to do more without the government controlling how they live their lives. That is the path to prosperity here. And it's shameful and ridiculous that Kamala Harris doesn't want to try it out.
Yeah,
there's a big difference in messaging for sure. The Dems, though, are they unfit or is this a deep fake?
Good question.
You've seen the Republican Party really unite behind this ticket. And you saw that unity there in Milwaukee. The Democrats here are saying they're united. But Biden's hightailing it out of here after he speaks tonight. The Obamas hate Biden. Biden hates Nancy. Nancy's not talking to Joe. The Clintons are here. It's a disaster. Do you think the Democrats are as unified as they say they are? We just heard Don Lemon in Cincinnati talk to a slew of African-American voters, half of them in Cincinnati, say they're going Trump.
No, I don't think that they're united at all, Jesse. Again, it's all a phantom. It's all a mirage. Remember, a month ago, these are the guys who were telling us, backed up by the media, that Joe Biden, who couldn't complete a sentence, was Albert Einstein, right? He's the most brilliant president that we had ever had. And the minute it became obvious that he was political dead weight, they threw him overboard. And they're not trying to pick up the pieces, Jesse. I think that we've just witnessed in this country a month-long campaign to completely separate Kamala Harris from the administration where she is the vice president. It takes a lot of aggressive lying and a lot of shamelessness to pull it off. But you don't feel good when you look at yourself in the mirror after lying about Kamala Harris's record for the past month. And so I think Democrats just recognize this doesn't make any sense. Our entire pitch to voters is elect Kamala Harris, the person who's been vice president for 3.5 years, and she'll change all the bad policies. I think they all realize, and this convention really drives it home, they don't really have a leg to stand on.
And all they do is lie to us. Can we believe anything that comes out of their mouth? I don't.
And I don't know that their base cares about what he did. Yeah, that they don't. They're just excited because she's not Biden. I mean, it's just exciting. And look at her smiling, and she's saying we're moving forward, and I can get an abortion in a van down by the river. I don't know. I'm praying that this isn't going any further because she is a communist. I don't know how to say it any other way.
She is.
She is. Need to Know Morning Show. Quick break. Be right back with Dino's forecast. Going to be nice. Need to Know Morning Show on the flag. Coming up on 7 o'clock. Dino is in Mitchell, South Dakota. What is it again? The Dakota...
Dakota Fest. So it's kind of like Big
Fest.
Iron. Yeah, so big 3-day agricultural get-together down in Mitchell, South Dakota.
How long are you there for?
Home of the Corn Palace, just for today.
Okay.
Just for today. Yep, and there's some rain down here. That's in association with a little upper-level wave moving through South Dakota, and areas along and south of the 94 corridor are going to be right on the northern end of that. So we'll call it partly sunny today. Currently, temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll warm it up into the low 80s today, and we could see an isolated shower, again, along and south of 94, with south winds starting to increase today about 10 to 20. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low 60s, and south winds about 10 to 20, and those south-southeast winds ramp up even further tomorrow. Tomorrow, 15 to 25 and gusty with highs around 80. We'll be right around 80 again on Thursday with a chance for showers and storms on Thursday. And then we'll start to warm things up on Friday. Mid-80s and mid to upper 80s Saturday and lower 90s on Sunday before we cool back down into the 70s and 80s for the start of next week.
All righty. Yeah, that's okay. Looking pretty good.
Little bit of something for everybody. What I like is the warm weather coming in, or some will call it hot, for the weekend. Because, like you said earlier, not a lot of summer weekends left.
Nope, they're limited.
All right, history lesson. Thank you, Dino. 20th day of August. It's National Radio Day because in 1920, America's first commercial radio station began daily broadcast in Detroit, Michigan, is where the first one was. It was 8MK, eventually became WWJ. And I do believe that station is still on the air to this day. There you go. Let's see here. Oh, it was 1964 that President Lyndon B. Johnson signed an anti-poverty bill. Totaled nearly $1 billion. Yeah, that poverty's not cheap. It's a little more on that now. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. A couple of them. Demi Lovato celebrating today.
32.
Yep. Amy Adams' big birthday today.
50.
She is 50 today. Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit, 54 today. And Al Roker has a big birthday today.
Al, 70? He's
70 years old today.
Yeah, I didn't think 70. He was 80 yet.
He's looking good, too.
Oh, yeah, he lost all that weight.
My rock and roll hero, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, turned 76 today. We will be rolling some Led Zeppelin coming up.
There we go.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday from all of us here at the Flag. News break coming up.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show. Brought to you by the power of Zeus. Work smarter, not harder, with the power of Zeus sales and rentals. Find out more at ZeusRentals.net.
I need zero reasons to play Led Zeppelin, but when it's Robert Plant's birthday, Yeah. Robert Plant, 76 today. Man, talk about a rock and roll icon. Guy's still out there, too. I mean, he's still out there doing shows. He's not doing the you know, the screaming rock shows anymore. He's kind of gotten into folk music and stuff, but man, he's still out there doing it. Need to Know Morning Show on the flag. Happy Tuesday. At least it's not Monday. We're about 7:09, Alex and Kev. We got Dino giving us an okay day today. A little rain here and there this week.
Yeah, 20% chance of rain. Temps right, though, 82. We're at 67 right now. Heading up to 80 tomorrow and dry. Thursday looks like a 40% chance of rain and 80. Friday, 86 and dry. Saturday, 88 and dry. And 30% chance of rain Sunday. And a hot one, 92.
Ooh, yeah.
Definitely.
I'm down.
So, yeah, summer's not quite over yet.
Oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, that's for sure. Hopefully. We can
squeak another weekend or two out of it.
I'm hoping we get maybe a little warmer September, too. Be nice. Weather check brought to you by Cass County Electric. They are the crew keeping the lights on, Cass County and beyond. If you're a customer, get the app. You can pay your bill with your phone and check your usage. And the website has all kinds of great resources for buttoning up the home, you know, saving you some money. That might, after November, God forbid, that might be even worse.
Yeah.
So, want to get that done. CassCountyElectric.com or wherever you get your apps. Dear Kev, Alex, good morning. The Dem convention, very sad, says Vic. They are a bunch of phonies. Harris 2024 poster is identical to Obama's 08 poster in color and image. Only the tagline is different.
Trying to channel Obama?
Oh, well, if you don't
think
again. The
great savior.
He's in there running a bit of this, even though he didn't approve of the candidate. You know he's got his hands in it because look at the whole existing cabinet and what he did to the DOJ and the FBI. And
if we can push Joe Biden over the finish line and cheat to get him there, we could probably do the same for her.
We can make it happen. Good morning, gang. I just, upchucked in my coffee. It's a better word. In my mouth after hearing the cackling on the radio. And followed by the angry grandfather yelling at kids on the sidewalk, the entire party is pathetic. Thank God I served the people and not the government. Yeah, mm-hmm. Amen to that. Thank you for your service. I don't know how you look at any of this and think it's all great and new and it's, come on, man. They just polished up the other turd.
Oh,
man,
they did.
And there's no polishing it. It's just not.
Hope and joy and we're all united.
And it's just across the country.
Price fixing. And I can fix this. I'll just tell them how much they can charge for an apple.
Hey, guys, says, I thought they didn't know what a woman was. I can't with these people, and I can't with those who believe this crap. Yeah, I know. It's like, come on. Are you kidding me? This is, and don't think for a second that the border's going to close, immigration's going to get fixed. Anything's going to slow down with trafficking and fentanyl and the rest of nothing. The criminal elements, nothing. And it's not slowing down even today.
No. Nope.
They are rolling across as we speak. While these people are beaming hope and sunshine you know where.
And
don't
Joe Biden,
let them put it there.
And Joe Biden's government is flying them in on airplanes, too.
Oh, yeah. More of that. Moving forward. When are we full, by the way? Some, I think, would argue that we might already be.
We could
at
be.
Capacity, yeah. Let's see. Is Bridge on the phone today? Was she going to do phone or is she? Yep.
Yep.
That's right. She's on the phone because Dino's on the other connection. But you guys are both in Mitchell. Are you in Mitchell yet, Bridge?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay.
So we're
so
all
you
down
are there.
Here ready
okay.
to roll for Dakota Fest. Yep, absolutely.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I know Dino's down there with you, too. He must have won the coin flip on having the Comrex thing.
That's exactly right.
I figured. Yeah, you're not sharing a room with the guy. No, that's good. So
yeah,
what's up?
Oh, don't start rumors.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate
you
coming.
Yeah, I thought I better jump in on that.
So there's plenty to see and do. I think Dean maybe mentioned that there's a little bit of rain down there. That might delay folks getting into one of the largest outdoor farm shows in the region, but it won't delay them by much. And really, this will be similar to what we see at Big Iron, except there are main stage main stages for education. One of them, Dean and I will be on later today, but there'll also be a panel discussion with folks from USDA, National Cattlemen and Beef Association, and several more agencies. So this is the time of year politically in an election year, you see a number of folks making stops at farm shows, really wanting to ask those questions. And it's especially important this year as we're trying to get a farm bill passed.
Yeah.
So that would be helpful too. Get the opinion of everybody in the crowd, you might say.
Yeah. How about the farmers? If you're going to pass a farm bill, I would just go to the farmers. It doesn't seem that it's that hard to me. But you get government in there, and boy, they
definitely the best place to start. Now, here's an interesting little discussion point. When you say go to the farmers, well, there's a company out there called Interplant. Interplant needed some venture capital, and they went to the farmers. In fact, they've gotten quite a bit of cash out of some large farms in Canada. So what's Interplant? All right, stay with me on this one. Soybeans from Interplant emit a series of wavelengths of light if they're stressed that can show that they have possible disease pressure in the field. So what happens is Interplant, they will go ahead and they will literally use like a CRISPR technology, gene editing, to insert the plant's genome, a line of code. So it's like putting code into a computer.
Wow.
So that an optic scanner can look at the leaf more so than what our eyes can see, and we'll say, this plant isn't feeling well. Now, eventually, if there's enough Interplant fields planted, they can actually be seen via satellite. That would be the way to scout those fields and say that there's something that's changed. And it all connects to a software called CropVoice that was also designed by Interplant, this company.
How new is this technology? Is just in the last couple of years? Wow.
Yep, it's very new. And I think that the fact that they're using the plant's own genetic code that can tell if it's sick, but just making it more a broadcast so that it can be found.
Crazy.
Is kind of neat. Yeah. It doesn't change the plant itself. It just means that the plant emits a slightly different light. It doesn't change how it produces a bean yield or anything like that. It produces a different light so that you are understanding if your field is sick and needs help.
Huh. It's just unbelievable technology now.
Unreal. Yeah.
Then if we're going to switch to something a little bit more low tech, we see many more solar panels, particularly in Minnesota. Well, oftentimes the solar panels are bare ground underneath, which can lead to wind or water erosion. That you will see them occasionally with rock that would maybe try to keep things from eroding away. But one thing you don't always see is a pollinator garden underneath there. And so even when you plant grasses and have sheep grazing, one thing that environmental groups are suggesting, and I don't mean the radical environmentalists, but if you were to plant milkweed and so forth, at least on the fringe edges of those solar panels, they will attract monarch butterflies and other pollinators to the area.
Yeah.
Monarchs in particular like older, well-established milkweed plants, so that might be a place that folks can continue to see the pollinators flourish.
Huh.
Different situation.
I remember as a kid that milkweed would grow in the ditches and we'd go out there and peel it or whatever and the milk would just be all over and sticky.
That sap, it's pretty much the first version of Gorilla Glue, I think, is where it came from. So it'll be a busy day down here in Mitchell, South Dakota. In fact, I'll be here for 2 days, today and tomorrow. If you have questions, anything you're curious about, why don't you go ahead and send me messages, ag@flagfamily.com. You'll also find me on X at DM Riedel. Look forward to visiting with everyone whenever we get the chance.
Sounds
all right,
good.
Buddy.
Have fun out there.
Have fun. Safe travels.
Thanks, folks. Talk to you soon.
You betcha. There you go, Bridget Riedel at the Dakota Fest Shindig in Mitchell, South Dakota, where Dino is. We'll check in with him in just a bit. Kicking off news, weather, and sports here in just a second. If you want to text 701-237-1590 is the text number. Let's see here. We do have a couple. One says, apparent. Now, Alex, I'm just saying that this is like the fourth or fifth text I've read that people were throwing up in their mouth a little bit, hearing Joe and the. I'll give you plenty of warning next time we play it.
I know they didn't watch the whole thing, so I thought we better just let you know what's going on out there, what they're saying about us, so you can have decent water cooler talk today.
Yes. Apologies on the on that.
It's what's going on. I swear we're going to have some Michelle Obama tomorrow, so there's your warning.
I'm kind of with you on that. It affects the Moxie Java taste for sure. Speaking of that, Moxie Java, the official coffee of the Need to Know Morning Show. I've pretty much gone away from all of the creamer stuff. I'm going what you did. So I got the almond.
There you
creamer.
Go. Yeah.
Not bad. Not no. bad. Not. And you can notice it.
Mm-hmm. They've got different flavors of that too. So.
Yeah, but the thing with Moxie Java is it's local, West Acres, and out at the lights. Right next to Bell Bank there. The drive-thru's open at 5:30, and they will hook you up, have it waiting for you. Frozen concoction, or you want the hot stuff in the winter, any time of year, Joe Coffee app, and there it is, waiting for you. Or at the West Acres when you get out there to do some shopping, which is happening
now, too.
That works, too. 7:20 into the newsroom we go. Flag News Center, Ty Schoner's got the latest headlines. Good morning, Ty.
And good morning to you as well. After much discussion, the Fargo City Commission narrowly voted to pass a 0.25% sales tax question onto voters in November. The funds from that tax would benefit Fargo Fire and Police Departments. Mayor Tim Mahoney and Commissioner Dave Pepcorn voted against the tax, arguing 2026 would be a better time to introduce an additional tax on the general election ballot. Now, this, from my understanding, works pretty similarly to the West Fargo Police and Fire tax. Right. And I was listening to some of the comments that the commissioners made, and Pepcorn genuinely is not happy with this. So he's one of the two commissioners who voted against the putting it on the ballot, and he seemed genuinely pretty upset by it, just because it singles those two departments and not a whole thing.
Can't have it all.
A bicyclist severely injured following a collision with a vehicle in Walsh County happening Monday. State Highway 17 between Grafton and Park River. Officials say 67-year-old Dennis Lowen abruptly turned the bike in front of an SUV and was struck. He was taken to a hospital. No word on a current condition yet, though. North Dakota Highway Patrol still investigating the circumstances of the collision to learn more details. One person is dead, another in custody after a domestic dispute in Beltrami County. The sheriff's office says the disturbance was reported early yesterday in Ten Lake Township. Leech Lake police finding a person unresponsive outside a home. They were pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The sheriff's office not identifying the person killed or the suspect arrested pending further investigation. Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension assisting local law enforcement with the case. Former North Dakota Senator Ray Holmberg has several awards rescinded following a guilty plea in a child sex crimes case. The awards are from the Grand Forks Herald, the Grand Forks East Grand Forks Chamber of Commerce, the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota, and the North Dakota Library Association. Holmberg was indicted last year for trying to receive child sex abuse material, traveling to the Czech Republic with the intent to sexually abuse children. A sentencing date not yet set.
That guy should be in jail. My gosh. I can't believe it.
I know many, many, many members of the North Dakota GOP came out and condemned what was going on. And I know that even Democratic NPL candidate also came out and condemned it as well.
There's Ray Holmbergs everywhere. There's millions of them.
Yeah, and when they're caught, they should pay the price.
Well, quick and simple. Cheap, and permanent.
I don't care how unhealthy you are.
Yeah.
Should have thought about that before.
And what really, if you haven't seen The Sound of Freedom, watch that, because, man, there's a whole network of those people they're the ones that are dealing in the children and sending them all over the world to the Czech Republic or wherever else. And, good job, Ray.
Several of the biggest names in Minnesota politics rallying delegates at the Democratic National Convention. This includes Senator Amy Klobuchar and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan speaking at the Minnesota delegation during a breakfast yesterday in Chicago. Both voicing their support for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and they gave examples why they believe he's the best choice for Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Flanagan also urged Minnesota Democrats to push hard to win local, state, and national elections this fall. Meanwhile, Minnesota First Lady Gwen Walz spoke in Illinois to Illinois delegates yesterday, telling them Democrats must work together to get the Harris-Walz ticket elected in November. And former President Donald Trump sharing what seems to be an artificial intelligence generated image of Taylor Swift endorsing Trump for president. In a social media post on Sunday, Trump posted the image of Swift as Uncle Sam that said, "Taylor wants you to vote for Donald Trump." He captioned the post with, "I accept," with an exclamation point. Although Swift endorsed Biden in the 2020 election, she has not formally endorsed any candidate in this year's election. And she has also not responded to that post.
Yeah, there's rumors that she might be singing at the convention. So we'll see if that happens. And Beyonce, I mean, they like to get the big names there, so...
That would be a big name for the Democratic ticket if they were to secure Swift for this. And I know that she's been quiet now.
Her Swifties would probably follow along.
Yeah, possibly. So it's something to note for Republicans, too, kind of going into the 24 general election as well. Find more details on all these by going to our website, am1100theflag.com. And thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Ty.
All right, buddy. We're at 7:25. Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. We've got a weather wizard in the fields of South Dakota this morning, down by Mitchell, South Dakota. Are you staying near the Corn Palace? I mean, can you see it from where you are?
Can't see it. It's about a mile away. It's pretty close.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a wet one down here, so those fields are going to be a little bit soggy.
Yeah.
And some of that rain is going to try and squeak into areas along and south of 94 as we head into the afternoon, but I think most areas should remain dry. Currently, we've got temperatures in the 60s, 66 right here at the studio, 65 in Moorhead, 64 in DL. Wahpeton, you're at 65, and Grand Forks, you're at 63. Well, partly sunny skies, still a little smoky out there today. Winds will be a little breezier than they have been the last few days, south 10 to 20. Highs today in the low 80s, and again, a slight chance for an isolated shower along and south of 94. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 60s, and a breezy day on tap for Wednesday as winds gust close to 30 out of the south-southeast, and highs around 80. We'll be right around 80 again on Thursday with a chance for showers and storms, and then summer heat returns for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mid-80s Friday, mid to upper 80s on Saturday, low 90s on Sunday. But cooler weather will follow as we head into next week. But hey, we're finally going to get summer heat on the weekend.
That's
a nice
good.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
That's the way we like it, on the weekend.
Finally. Yeah. We don't have many left, so get out and enjoy it.
All right, bud. Appreciate that. The check of the weather brought to you by Red Wing Boots and Shoes at 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. Man, they are good at what they do. If you are working, Red Wing, hunting, Irish setter, full line, hiking, got the full line of Vask and the orthotics custom inserts to go with it. And you won't believe the affordability on the orthotics, really, and what an amazing system they have there. 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo, tell them we said hello. Coffee's always on there, Teresa and the team. Checking the sports page, we're talking baseball mostly, the Twins, not so much. They're in San Diego playing the Pods, 5-3, lost last night. They will continue that series, 8:40. First pitch, Bailey Ober gets the start. Our time, of course, it's 6:40 California time. Redhawks are back home, Newman Outdoor Field. They got the Gold Eyes starting tonight for a series, a little midweeker. 7:02 first pitch there. Gold Eyes are coming in a little better record-wise. They're one game ahead in the win column ahead of the Redhawks. Gosh, we're getting close to all the baseball playoffs, too, now. And the unbelievable.
That time
Little
of
League
year.
World's and the, yeah, it is a Little League World Series going on already in Omaha. So and NASCAR, they had the Brooklyn, Michigan Firekeepers Casino 400. Say that fast 10 times.
No.
Michigan International Speedway. They rained out the weekend, so they had to run it yesterday. Tyler Reddick won the race. They will head off to Daytona. They've got the Coke Zero Sugar 400 coming up on Saturday night. And a jersey. Remember when Babe Ruth, you would know, but Babe Ruth hit a home run back in the day, and he pointed to where he was going to hit it, and then he hit it out. It was amazing. The jersey that he wore when he called that shot is going on the auction block, expected to pull over $30 million for a Babe jersey. Mm. How about that? Man, I don't not even if I had the money, because I know it's Babe Ruth, but he was a stinking Yankee, so there's that. All right. Speaking of good weather, on Saturday. There's a 15th annual motorcycle event we want to tell you about coming up next for Hospice, one of our near and dears. And if you've got a scooter, you might want to join us in the beautiful Lakes Country of Minnesota. We'll give you details on that coming up right here on the flag.
Oh, girl, this is Jimmy Failla inviting you to join me on a big Tuesday episode of Fox Across America. Eric Trump, son of the former president, the 45th, trying to become the 47th, husband of our regular guest, Lara Trump. Eric throws his hat in the radio ring and takes us inside his assessment of night one of the DNC. Get your popcorn ready. Going to be a fun one. It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla and Eric Trump.
I know he got that from me. I know the popcorn. I know he did. I know he got that from me. So coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon, right here on the flag, 1 till 4, right before the Steve Hallstrom Show. This is the Need to Know Morning Show. It's Kevin and Alex. Got AM 1100, 92.3 FM, the flag. Get the mobile app, too, or the Listen Live button at the website. Thanks for hanging out with us. How about the 80, what do we got, 82 today?
Yeah, 82, pretty nice, but slight chance of rain, so you know how that goes. Could get some showers this afternoon, and a little on the windy side, gusting up to 25. Tomorrow's high, 80. Thursday, we've got a 40% chance of rain there, and 80. Friday and Saturday looking dry, 86 and 88, so should be a nice weekend overall.
We'll take it. Oh, there you go, right there. Get on your bad motor scooter and ride. So, 15 years ago, was in the bar business, Alex.
I know that.
And there's a gal that was a young gal working for us. Her dad was battling cancer, and she asked. She came and said, "Hey, we're thinking we want to do a bike run." When I have a bike run and have my dad go on it, and I said that's a great idea, raise some money because Hospice was helping him out at the time, and I said, well, yeah, and I know this family well, I love them. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we got a couple guys together and we figured out, and I'm no one to plan a route, so I just I said, well, I know how to organize the marketing and get the word out and blah blah blah. And so we put this little, and Ole Barton was his name, and we put Ole's Ride on first year, 15 years ago. And a second one happened, and then, well, we're getting more bike, we better do a third one. Now, 15 years later, it's the 15-year celebration of Ole's Ride, and Chris Barton is here, and Kelly is here from Hospice to tell us all about 15 years of greatness. Hi, Chris. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Kev, doing well.
So, and Kelly's here. Hi, Kel.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys.
Thank you.
So, Kelly, we talked, you're always busy with Hospice. We chatted with you last week on what's on your mind about all this stuff going on. But this is your week now for the bike run, right?
Yes, we are so excited. Can't believe it's been 15 years of support for Hospice of the Red River Valley, and so grateful to Chrissy and her family for continuing to do that for us.
Well, Chris, I kind of heard the story about how this all started. I mean, this has got to be, I know it gets a little overwhelming for you at times, I know, but looking back on what the great people at Hospice did and what they do every day, it makes it a little easier, doesn't it?
It really does. They were so great with Ole, and more than that, even what they did for Jess and I to support us. And Hospice is amazing at aftercare for the family.
Talk about that a little bit, Kelly, because, you know, at any stage in which you have any sort of issue going on, Hospice is there.
Absolutely. So what Chrissy is referring to is our grief and bereavement programming, and that's available to anyone in the community. So Hospice of the Red River Valley, we are in western Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, and then all the way over to Bismarck and up to Minot in North Dakota. So anybody in our region can come to us if they've experienced a loss, whether they've had a hospice patient or not. And we're here to provide resources, classes, individual counseling, whatever people need to get through that phase of life. And there really is no getting through it, but it's just learning different skills to process what you're feeling at that time. And we're so proud to offer that to the community and couldn't do it without events like Oldies Ride.
Is this free then?
Or it is.
Oh, it is.
It's completely free to the community.
Nice.
And fun fundraising, and events like this help us make sure that that's still possible.
Yeah. I mean, the Oldies Ride is not free. We've got a, you know, there's just a, and it's a donation for hospice. All the money goes to hospice. And what are the, what is the plan on Saturday? Now, we're going to, it looks like we're going to get great weather, guys. So, I mean, we,
yeah,
when,
no
when
doubt.
You get the great weather, yeah, when you get the great weather, everything else will come together. What time are you going to start doing registrations and stuff, Chris?
Registration will start at 10 o'clock on Saturday and go to 11:30. And
that's
we're
at Billy's,
real
right?
tight about
in Vergas.
That's at Billy's Corner Bar in Vergas, and we try real hard to get kickstands up at noon and get moving.
Yeah, that's Ken. Didn't we say Kelly last year over 350?
I think that's
the
what the number
oh,
was.
Oh,
yeah.
You're kidding! That's huge. Huge.
And so when you hear all those bikes start up, it's just it gives you the goosebumps for sure. Chrissy, is your grandson going to lead us out of town again this year?
Jace is not. That was the plan, but at his race in Wisconsin this weekend, he suffered a concussion.
Oh, poor guy.
So he'll, yeah, it was pretty tough, but he'll be there to see everybody, but he won't get to lead us out this year.
But let me tell you, I got a little sidebar here for you too, Alex. Remember the name Jace Sonnenberg, like in the name of the guys from Nitro Circus. The Travis Pastrana's of the world. I'm telling you, this kid is fearless. He's and he's a motocross rider.
Oh, cool.
I mean, you are going to see Jay Sonnenberg in the X Games. I'm pretty sure of it. But I mean, this is like his second kind of tough crash that he's had. But he's and the only thing Chris just told me in the break. The only thing he's upset about is he doesn't get to get on his motorcycle for a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we're praying
he's been
for him.
Racing since he was. Yeah.
4 years
he's
old?
He's been racing since he was 4 years old, yeah.
Four years old.
He's made
it
to...
You can follow him.
He's made it to Loretta Lynn's, which is as far as you can go as an amateur rider, 6 years in a row. Mm-hmm. So he's considered top 40 in the nation.
And how old is
and
he now?
He actually walked... He's 11.
Okay.
He walked away with 11th place, actually, this year. And he said, I wish I would have got 12th because it was too close to the top 10.
Oh. And how proud Grandpa must be watching him.
Oh, amen.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
And I think Grandpa had a hand in making sure he was okay because it was a real horrific crash.
Yeah, it was a bad one. But he's a stud. He's an absolute little stud. He's gonna, and I'm telling you, I was the first one to say he was like 6 years old. I'm like, you are going to see that kid on the X Games. only because I know his dad. So that's why that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. So, again, registration, 10 o'clock. Billy's in Vergas. It's the 15th annual Oldies Ride. There's so many. I mean, it's all for hospice, but there's a lot of sponsors to thank. Isn't there, Chris, a lot of help you got for this?
There's a lot of sponsors to thank. We have 17 major sponsors that we couldn't do this without. And Kevin was, of course, instrumental in starting this whole thing. And we didn't know what we were doing in the beginning, Kevin. Let's just admit it. And
you were
now
good,
we
though.
Really have
you took great direction.
We put a lot of work into it. We put a lot of work into it now, and the sponsors are what push us through.
Well, I'm excited to be back riding. I got to thank Adrian and the team at Fargo Harley Davidson. They're hooking us up with some nice door prizes. I'm going to find out what they are tomorrow when I go over there. Awesome. I'm bringing some swag. So I didn't want to come empty handed.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
How long is the ride supposed to take then? What's the estimate?
We leave at noon, and we're usually back to Billy's between 5 and 5:30.
Okay.
And then we have a meal. We have our silent auction is awesome.
It's crazy awesome.
At Looney Days last. Yeah. At Looney Days 2 weekends ago, a lady walked up to me and she said at our booth, when is Oli's ride? And I said, August 24th. I said, have you been with us before? Do you ride? And she said, oh, goodness, no. I come for the auction.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So you can just come for the auction then, too, if you don't want to ride, right?
Right, and you don't need to have a motorcycle. You can be in a car and follow us. We're fine with that. And we make 3 stops during the ride, and then you have a chance at door prizes at each stop. And then we've got the Fat Cats playing for our dance.
Oh, a full day.
After everything's done.
That'll be fun.
Full day.
And the weather, yeah. And, you know, again, we've got great weather. So anytime we have the great weather, it's that makes everything all that much better. All right, my friend.
Oh,
well,
it does.
I'm excited to see you again. I haven't seen you in a while, and I was looking for you in Looney Days. But what a craziness thing going on! Digger Anderson had his wiener dog national races. There was like 3,000 people there watching wiener dog races. I couldn't find a place to park.
That's awesome.
I said to somebody, I said, this is not your father's Looney Days, for crying out loud. Yeah. But I tell you what, I'm going to give a shout out to a few of your sponsors. I know Zitso Electric's big. Team is a big sponsor for you guys. BTD, JH Signs, the Toy Box, Billy's, of course, Tip. Is big, Soland Rock and Gravel, Sonnenberg Plumbing and Heating. You know those people, I understand. Yeah.
I do.
There's a lot of them. But, again, 10 o'clock in Vergas. If you got a motorcycle, we'd love to see you. Kickstand's up at noon. Justin always does a great route. You want to see Lakes Country? Huh. This is the ride to go on. So, all right, guys, we'll see you Saturday. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kevin and Alex.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
Alex, I have room on my Harley Davidson Saturday.
Yeah, well, this might be the last nice day of summer for the pool, though, too.
she does have a pool. All right. We'll see you Saturday, Chris.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You bet. And Kelly, thank you for all you do, and give our best to the hospice team. And if there's anything ever we can do for you guys, let us know, okay?
Appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, 7:45, it's about a quarter till 8, Need to Know Morning Show. We'll get a break in here. Dino's got a 3-degree guarantee. I got a bunch of texts we got to catch up on, too. And if you want to text us, 701-237-1590, you can shoot the email to studio@flagfamily.com. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. Be right back. AM 1100, 92.3 FM, The Flag. It's the Need to Know Morning Show. Kevin Flynn, Alex Taylor, Dean Wysocki is in Mitchell, South Dakota. We'll get with him in a second. That 3-degree guarantee. It's coming up in about 10 away from 8 o'clock. Text line 701-237-1590. Text says, Kamala Harris is the equivalent of the person at work who... this is pretty good, Alex. Who sleeps with the boss, steals your ideas, calls them hers, double-crosses the boss, gets him fired and tries to take his job, lies about everything, fails at her job because she never bothers to learn how to do it, wrecks the business by trying to completely change it, and then claims that she needs a contract for 8 more years to fix what she broke and destroyed. There you go.
That sums it up.
That's pretty solid right there. Yeah. Let's see here. Something about, so if we have to have solar panels anywhere, build them over parking lots. Well, there you go. Let's see here. Dexter says, I could only stand to watch 5 minutes of the DNC and Joe yell. Joe stood up there and hollered with a stern, angry voice.
Yeah, he's good at that
one. And he still
one.
Keeps spewing out the lie that Trump said the troops that died in Normandy were a bunch of losers. Mm-hmm. They couldn't assassinate. Yeah. It's just sad.
Yeah, everything out of their mouth is a lie.
I just can't. I just anymore. Says here, I was thinking the van, the abortion van is a good thing. We don't need those weirdos reproducing or continuing their disgusting beliefs. Well, I guess there's that. But, you know, where's the...
they're wiping themselves out.
Says Democrats, the party of liars and thieves. I don't know how you look at them and think otherwise, especially on the lying part, because, man, they are good at it, and they don't even care. Did you see that Command Master Sergeant Tim Walz, that they introduced him like that?
Oh.
Something? Yeah.
No.
He's not.
He was, like, tearing up, though, last night when...
Oh, Jesus, he's an actor.
Oh, who was speaking? I don't remember, but he was tearing up and wiping the tears away. It's like, with you?
Those are feigned. That's acting. I can't even tell you how happy
I
am.
Yeah, it was.
I can cry on demand. I can cry.
Weird.
If you need me to cry for a scene, give me about 30 seconds. I'll get you some tears. And it said there's a process. I mean, if you're I wanted to be actor for a lot of years. There's a process. I mean, I can bring up tears. I can. They don't need more police to help with the protection for riots during the DNC. What they need to do is bring out the local social workers. That's exactly what they should do.
Yeah, give these people a good talking to.
Some negotiations, some conversations. Biden, this is spot on, and I thought I just read the first line of this text. I thought this exact same thing when I said it. Biden has made what Ray Holmberg did possible for the average middle-class pedophile. Yep. Now they can find trafficked foreign underage girls all over the U.S. without the expensive trip to the Czech Republic. Oh. That's a fact. That's a fact. And Harris is right next to him. In fact, she may be even more complicit because she was supposedly going to fix the problem. You know, the borders are the point person on the border. Yeah. Look up on the stage in the stands. Is it a bird? Is it a train? No, it's Crooked Joe. Tampon Tim and Camelama Ding Dong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see Frail Joe on his walk through to get familiar with the convention stage yesterday?
Yeah, I did catch that.
Boy, was he dazed and confused, staring into outer space. His handlers looked very concerned he was going down. Then he must have gotten a pretty good nap as he was on fire during the hollerathon. Yeah, I'm sure they've got a good, you know, like you did for the State of the Union for the guy.
You jack him up with something, maybe that White House cocaine.
Yeah, the DNC is giving out free abortion pills for women and free vasectomies for men, although any man attending this convention has been castrated a long time ago. Yeah, that was from the Michael Knowles radio show. Thank you for that. I like Michael Knowles. Need to know, what happened to Tom Tucker? Don't hear him anymore. Tom took a gig with Capstone Classical Academy, and it was just a great thing for him and his family. And he's still going to be here, I think, doing some projects and maybe working on some stuff. But then I don't know that we made that. But he's going to be great, in a great position for Capstone. It's a great school, and he's just a wonderful dude. And in other words,
he went in a different direction.
He did. Yep, he did. And we just can't wish him all the luck and all the best. He's the commish of our football league too. So, and I don't know why. I think he was drinking something in his coffee when he thought Sunday morning at 7 a.m. was a good time to have our draft. But we did it anyway. Yeah. Dino's here. 3-degree guarantee time brought to you by the Window and Door Store, the WDStore.com. They're hiring. Love to have you. Windows and doors is all they do. If you're good at it, you know what's up. Bismarck and Fargo, they got great bennies, good company. The WDStore.com. How'd yesterday go? You had to be right on it.
Yeah, forecasted 86, and the actual high yesterday was 86.
Ooh, nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? No. We can't let it go by another day. You got to have it.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Now, today could be a crapshoot because we've got rain down in South Dakota, and the northern extent of that could reach into the FM area. It's going to be a close call. If it does, that'll keep temperatures down a few degrees from what we're predicting. But we're going to go for partly sunny skies today, high of 82 with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. South winds will be a little breezier today, 10 to 20. Then partly to mostly cloudy tonight, down into the lower 60s, and a breezy day for Wednesday, with south-southeast winds picking up, gusting close to 30, highs close to 80 on Wednesday, and right around 80 again on Thursday with a chance for showers and storms, and then summer heat builds in for the weekend. So again, today's 3-degree guarantee, 82.
And how about the smoke factor, Dean? What's the deal with that?
Still around.
Oh, it's still there.
Still around.
When's it leaving? Yep. Can it go soon?
Winter.
Right.
I wish I had better news for you on that.
You don't.
I know.
It's boy, you can still. I smelt it a little yesterday. It's like, it's not a bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, we'll check in soon. Dino's in Mitchell, South Dakota for the big Dakota Fest Ag Day with Bridget Riedel's down there as well. What's going on in Freakville?
Well, we didn't talk about this yesterday. It happened after we got off the air that we got the news of Phil Donahue passed away. He had illness. I'm not sure what he had. Did you hear? He was 88.
I want to say he was battling Alzheimer's, but I'm not sure. I know that he was Marlo Thomas was at his side.
Yeah, yeah.
Married to her.
And I guess Keith Urban put on a free concert last Friday with just a few hours' notice over at A Buc-ee's store in northern Alabama drew over 5,000 people. How about that?
Huh.
Keith Urban's playing. Let's go. I'm coming.
Yeah, he doesn't need a lot of notice to play a show, I guarantee you.
No, hopefully he's got some new material he's running by people. And Universal has secured the rights to Britney Spears' best-selling memoir, The Woman in Me. So there'll be her life story on the silver screen. So that'll be kind of fun to see. She had a tortured life the way it sounded.
Yeah.
She's still kind of nuts, though. And the father and son team of Eugene and Dan Levy are set to play a host this year at the Emmys on September 15th. Can you see that? That should be actually kind of fun.
I've always liked Eugene Levy, but yeah. I like his son Dan. He's in the Homes.com commercial,
right,
or whatever. Yeah, he's in a ton of stuff.
They did that TV series, too.
Yeah, the Chit Crick or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's...
very funny show, by the way.
Yeah, and those are my headlines. Entertaining or not, you decide.
All right, we got to get a news break in here, and we'll come back. We're going to have a chat about it. There's a we're having some fun raising some money for some good causes today. Rotary is having a pickleball fundraiser, and Scott Van Dam, Dr. Scott's in to tell us about that after the top of the hour right here. Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. Be right back.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show, brought to you by the Power of Zeus. Work smarter, not harder, with the Power of Zeus Sales and Rentals. Find out more at ZeusRentals.net.
Hammer of the Gods. Sorry, I had to get a little Robert Plant in there.
Are you singing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if it's Led Zeppelin, it's on in my house.
Do you Led Zeppelin over at the bonfire then, or not?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Always. Yeah, oh, yeah. There's a couple of standards that are... My favorite song of all time is Ramble On. You'll hear it at my funeral. 8:08. It's 8 past 8 o'clock. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. Happy Tuesday. Monday's out of the way.
Yeah, there's that. It's almost hump day.
What did he say? 82?
82 is the 3-degree guarantee for today. We're at 66 right now, and we do have a 20% chance of rain. And yeah, that smoke's still in the air. Tomorrow, though, no rain. Going to be dry and 80. Thursday, we do have a 40% chance of rain, 80 again for the high. Friday and Saturday are looking dry. Friday, 86, and on Saturday, 88. So pretty nice weekend. We do have a 30% chance of rain on Sunday, and super hot there, 92, unless something changes. Yeah, it's going to be a warm one.
Yeah, bring it on. It's going to be a great day for Ole's Ride on Saturday. Join us in Vergas, Minnesota, 10 o'clock registration. We ride at noon. Through Lakes Country, all for hospice, helping out hospice. Boy, they are just amazing people and need the help. Did you catch the interview Lawrence on Fox did with Buttigieg this morning? Did not. We're doing our thing here, but maybe we can find it on the TiVo. I'm sure it was special, very special. A Bible, appreciate the Bible quote here. It's from a quote from... see, from Mark, and it says, notice how decisive is the first warning below the many. The deceivers are starting to get more and more. Boy, this is a good and evil thing. You're not going to convince you otherwise. That is for sure. Let's see here. Did want to tell you, we're brought to you by our friends at, when I say hospice and the Ole's Ride, it's not really, we're not, you know, brought to you by them. They're brought to you by us. And I do want to give a shout-out to the website, too, rrv.org, hrrv.org, hrrv.org, Hospice of the Red River Valley. They're a good, partner of our station here, and we have a lot of mutual love there. So hrrv.org if you need them. I know I didn't give the website. Scott's here. Dr. Van Dam is here, Van Dam Chiropractic, but we're not talking about wellness today, are we?
Pickleball.
Go ahead. Yes.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yep. The Rotary fundraiser pickleball tournament is Thursday, August 22nd.
So that's this Thursday.
This Thursday.
All right.
Do you play?
I do play. I'm registered to play. I have a couple of teams from my office. We're looking for 13 more teams to sign up.
It seems like a pretty fast-growing sport. So I think once you get the word out here, people will want to sign up for sure.
Fastest-growing sport in the country. We're looking to integrate it into our charity fundraising at the FMAM Rotary.
Mm-hmm. And it's like all ages are playing this now, too.
It's crazy.
It's really caught on.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we have high school, college, young, old people that are signed up as teams for the tournament. So we're trying to make it family inclusive.
So it doesn't matter age, anything?
Nope.
Anybody can come?
Correct.
And you've got, what, men's and women's mixed doubles and all of that?
Yep, all participants. As I said, it's a fundraiser, but we have beginner category and competitive category that you can sign up for.
Okay, and who benefits from the fundraiser?
A lot of our local charities benefiting women and children.
And this gets kicked off on Thursday. What time Thursday?
So from 10 to 11, there's a pickleball class put on by Premier Pickleball, who's running the tournament. Chris and Nicole Dew, they'll be teaching people how to play pickleball, how to score, how to keep score, where you serve from, all the rules of pickleball.
So if you've ever been curious about pickleball, it'd be good to go over there with a friend or...
Correct.
Honey, are you hearing this?
And we'll have equipment that you can use to learn how to play, and then you can sign up if you'd like that day to be in the beginner category. We have gift bags for everybody that's going to participate. We have close to 20 corporate sponsors who've donated money to the charities, have donated gift items for gift bags, and we have many door prizes that were given away.
Oh, fun. And
Rotary's awesome, too, by the way. Just shout out to Rotary. And a lot of scholarships funded by Rotary. They do so much work with it's a great organization.
Well, you have a number of playgrounds that we have raised money to create that are all inclusive in the community. We have community members that are looking to support area needs locally, regionally, and globally.
Yeah, exactly. I love Rotary. And give a shout out to Poles and Holes. You ever come down and fish in the fishing tournament with the Detroit Lakes Rotary?
Detroit Lakes, yeah. I've done it once. It was a good time.
All right. We might have to come down again.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to do it again. I love ice fishing.
And how do you get registered for this? Just go to your webpage?
So you can go to the FMAM Rotary Facebook. We have a QR code on the flyer that you can scan. You can go to Swish. Tournaments.com, SWISH, tournaments.com, and you click on North Dakota. We're the only tournament registered with Swish Tournaments, and that'll allow you to sign up and register and pay online.
Okay. Well, anything else you can tell us about pickleball? Like I said, I know it's one of the most fastest-growing sports around.
I can tell you my sister-in-law, who's 67, kicked my son's butt when he first tried. He's like, he's thinking I got this. She just smoked him.
I got a number of patients into their 70s that play. I have high schoolers that are getting into it. It's a easy game to pick up, and it's a fast game. We have it's a double elimination tournament, so you play to 11, win by 2, guaranteed to have 2 games. And then we have refreshments provided by a lot of our community donors.
Are they doing this in schools now? Are they picking this up for sports in any of the area schools that you know?
No, I'm not sure if they're picking up in the schools yet. I know that they have it in some of their PE classes, but as far as like a school sport, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and courts are popping up all over the place. They put up some courts over in Vergas, Minnesota, where we got the bike ride this weekend.
And the Fargo Rec Center is going to have some indoor courts opening sometime this winter in Fargo.
There you go. We're talking to Dr. Scott Van Dam, Van Dam Chiropractic, heading up the it's a Rotary pickleball. Now the what time? Where again? Let's go through the start times.
So 10 to 11 is the pickleball class for those that want to learn about pickleball and are interested. And then from 11 to noon is check-in, and then the tournament kicks off at noon. And then our tournament, we have cash prizes for first, second, and third in both categories, beginner and competitive. So $100 for first place, $75 for second, and $50 for third.
Nice.
And like I said, we're looking for 13 more teams to sign up. We have a number of companies that are doing company challenges. They're using it as a team-building event within their companies.
And when's the latest you can sign up?
Tomorrow night at midnight is the latest you can sign up online.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, my friend. By the way, you're a Slayton, Minnesota boy.
That's correct, Kevin.
I noticed. Yours truly, back in the day, played the Murray County Fair, Slayton, Minnesota.
It's a fun, you know, there's a lot of people that go back, and every year there's high school reunions, all school reunions. A lot of people go back from all over the country just for the Murray County Fair.
It is like the quintessential, you know, southern Minnesota town. It's a, it was always a great time down there. Good to have you on, my friend. Good job on this thing, and hopefully we sell it out.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, we're looking to max it out and donate as much as we can to the local charities benefiting women and children.
Yeah, and hopefully this will be a yearly thing as you go forward with
this. If it's successful and the community enjoys it, then we will definitely try to do it again.
Yeah, I love it. All right, thank you. Appreciate you coming on.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. Scott Van Dam, Van Dam Chiropractic, and great chiropractor, too. Coming up on 8:17, Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. We are just about, well, I know you're ready to duck out. I'm sitting in for Scott today, so we got some open phones.
He's at the convention, isn't he?
No, he's out west. They're in Watford.
And
he's got something going on with the Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay.
I think something to do with the library, and he's on assignment, let's just say, but... Yeah, no, they didn't go to the DNC. They did Milwaukee. I thought he was
broadcasting from there yesterday.
No, he was out heading out to Watford.
Okay.
So no, we're not going anywhere near Chicago. We're gonna let that happen. Let's see here. What Joe was given to help him get through the night was called speed back in the 60s.
Speedball.
In addition, that's when President JFK, King, Bobby killed by its own government because they were all a threat to democracy. Sound familiar? Yeah. I don't know what they give him, but they clearly give him something. I don't know if it's a couple of five-hour energies
or something, and when he hasn't.
You can. And, you know, it looks like he hardly blinks. You know, he's like he's just, you know, pie-eyed into the teleprompter. And they clearly, I watched a couple of clips of him last night. They clearly had the teleprompter going in front on the camera as well. Did you notice that?
No.
When he's looking right at the camera, it's like, oh, they have the normal teleprompter on front of the camera.
Well, yeah.
So he's not always looking left or right.
Right. He has to read everything.
Well, and you know why they have to have that? So that he can look the American people in the eye. And read words that are going over in front of the lens. If you've ever seen a newsroom, that's how the teleprompters are. They're right in front of the camera. And you look right at the camera, and the words are right there. You don't even have to move your head.
And then vacationing in California again.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. You know, guy works hard, man. A lot of more than an hour. Remember, he is still the president, okay? He is still the president. And
President Biden does more in 1 hour than most people do in a day.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'd get another text here. Let's see. Where is it here? This was a big traffic jam. Listener buddy Jeff sent this in. Big traffic jam on Veterans Boulevard northbound. Traffic backed up from I-94 to 32nd Avenue on the construction West Fargo. So avoid that area if you can. And I did have one more. Where is the one about the thing? Oh, something about Mr. Poopy Pants. Yeah, that's okay. All right, about Biden last night.
We get the idea.
Yeah, it's a little lengthy. Ask a drug intoxication expert to review Joe's speech and identify any signs of drug intoxication. Yeah, here's my thing with him. Just don't let the door hit you, dude. You know, just get out. And no one's going to, even with all of the crime family stuff and all of it. I mean, did you see the Jim Jordan talking about this? I mean, the accusations that they've got.
Access to the brand. Not my words. That's Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, saying access to the brand, which was Joe Biden, was what they were selling. And the millions of dollars they made from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
And nothing will probably ever happen with this.
But, you know, there was this.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation.
And your family. and your family's friends and whoever else was with Hunter and the rest of the team. Yeah, I don't know. This thing worries me though. Okay, I think we're all wrapped up. If you got more text, 701-237-1590. Always appreciate the memes and whatnot. We'll get a break in here. Dino's got an 82-degree-er coming today. A little warmer for the weekend, which is all good.
Yeah.
And then we'll send Alex on her way, and we can hang out for What's on Your Mind. We got a lot going on What's on Your Mind today, too. Some notable voices in a couple of the arenas we're running around with this nonsense coming up. So that's on the way with What's on Your Mind. Stand by. We'll wrap up Need to Know Morning Show next. Little song for Biden today. Going to California. Need to Know Morning Show. On the flag. How are you? There you go. Yeah. Joe's hanging on the beach.
Yeah.
It's Kevin and Alex. Is that the plan? Vacation again? Why didn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Summer.
Instead of hanging out at the convention, yeah. If he's such a folk hero, you know, around there.
Yeah.
He's just.
They love the guy. Get out. We love you, Joe. Oh, bye. Yeah, why don't you go on vacation? Oh, yeah. Hey, it's the Need to Know Morning Show, 825. A lot of texts coming in here. We do got to get to Dino. Dino's in Mitchell, South Dakota, where we were just chatting, the home of the Corn Palace and the birthplace mm-hmm. of my lovely bride. Kel was born there.
Oh, great.
Fantastic. Yep. Mitchell, fantastic. Pier, and then ended up in Madison, South Dakota for college. But love those Dakota girls.
I bet you do.
Just saying.
I'll behave myself down here.
Yeah, you better. So you're down for the Dakota Fest Ag get together with Bridget Riedel, and there's another kind of a big iron kind of a vibe, right?
Yeah, big iron kind of vibe. They come from all over the Midwest for this, and you know, it's that time of the year. You know, a lot of these ag shows going on, and you know, Bridget's wonderful to be down here with. So it's we make a good team, I think.
Yeah, the WAG show, Weather and Ag in Focus.
Yep, talking about both weather and ag, and talking about the LRC down here as well. So, you know, I wish I could bring better weather back home because we've got a lot of clouds around today and smoke. There might be a little bit of sun today. We'll call it partly sunny to mostly cloudy. 82 is what I'm going for. That might be a stretch if we don't get enough sunshine with winds out of the south about 10 to 20. The clouds hang tight tonight, low 60s, and tomorrow a little more sunshine. It's going to be a breezy one as well. South-southeast winds gusting close to 30 with highs right around 80 again. And then clouds come back Wednesday night, leading to showers and storms on Thursday with highs around 80. And then more sun and summer warmth Friday through the weekend. Mid-80s Friday, mid-upper 80s Saturday, and low 90s on Sunday.
Nice, good. Nice.
Yeah, the weekend does look good. It'll be a little windy. It'll be a little windy this weekend, but you know, we'll have the heat building back. So a good pool weekend this weekend for sure.
So what's it like, Dean, telling people about the LRC down there that have never heard of it? What kind of reactions are you getting?
Well, you know, it's interesting because outside of the FM area and the Kansas City area, a lot of people, this is new to them. And, mm-hmm. you know, you ask, hey, how many, you know, raise your hand if you've heard of the LRC, and you'll get a few. And it's just so we're here to educate, you know, our ag community on how this can help them. I mean, with crops, make sure your crops are planted on time. You know, it's going to be like this year was a wet spring, and one of the farmers said, hey, we knew it was a wet spring, so we planted our crops early, and they're doing absolutely fantastic, while other people waited, and they waited too long, and mm-hmm. now they're suffering. So, you know, we're just trying to educate them on the LRC, how it works, and, you know, a lot of them, you know, look at you guys. When we first introduced it to you, you were skeptical.
It's like,
no way. So we have to, you know, let them know, hey, this is, you know, here it is.
It's for real.
This is a shirt. It's for real. And, you know, here's where you can check it out. So word is spreading, and we love it. We love helping our ag friends and people in the ag community. So that's what we're down here for, to educate and help.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And we'll get the full report tomorrow when you get back. But you guys are live from there on the brother station on WDAY today at 1, right?
You got it.
All right. Thank you, buddy. And, Mitchell, South Dakota, a corn palace. And it's funny, you see the corn palace, like, oh, that's pretty cool looking building. Guinness, it's basically a gym. It's like a high school gym.
I thought it was just the store they have down there.
Oh, no. No. I've been in the store thing. It's a good size little arena kind of a vibe. And a little, kind of like the Civic almost, you know, Fargo Civic. All right. I will see you bright and early in the morning, my friend.
Yes, you will. And like it or not, we'll probably have some sound on what the Obamas were doing at the convention tomorrow for you.
Great.
Yeah. So prepare for that. Have a good one. See you tomorrow.
I'll be hanging out for Scotty coming up. We'll get What's on Your Mind fired up next.